So let's jump in. Let's jump in. Parshas Tzav. Want to take a look tonight at a Ramban, in the first Ramban in the eighth parak of Vayikra. The eighth parak of Parshas Tzav. Let's bring it up here right now. Okay, so let's jump right in. So the beginning of Tzav continues from Vayikra and teaching the dinim, the details of how you bring various karbanos. It goes back to some of the karbanos we already heard about in Vayikra, and more details about the karban mincha and about other karbanos. And then in Parakas, the psukim turn a corner, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, here's what I need you to do. Kach es Aaron v'zbanav, you're going to mekadosh Aaron, you're going to mekadosh his children, you're going to inaugurate the Kohanim. When is this being told? When did this kiddush happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I need you to inaugurate the Kohanim into Avodah. So Ramban quotes, look, Rashi says, well, Parshazu Nemra, Shivas Yamim Kodim HaKamas HaMishkan. This must have been said 7 days before the Mishkan opened for business. Mishkan opens for business fully on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Before the last 7 days of Adar were the Shiva Simei Miluim. So Rashi says this must have been said earlier, before the 7 preliminary days, before the Shiva Simei Miluim, before anything happened in Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch was already telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I needed to induct the Kohanim. Okay. Which seems reasonable, except for the one issue that Rashi is sensitive to in the final line, She'ein muktam u'urcha b'torah. After all, Rashi says, there's no before and after. Psukim in the Chumash, episodes in the Chumash, will sometimes appear out of chronological order. Well, what's Rashi saying? What Rashi's saying is that there's something strange here in Parakas, because Sefer Vayikra opened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the curtain rose, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, last week's parasha, we see Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, we see Moshe Rabbeinu in the Ol Moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Ol Moed. So Mishkan's already standing. And now, 7 parakim later, Parakas, all of a sudden, this sounds like this is happening before anything gets started. Before we have a functioning Mishkan. So Rashi says, don't worry. Parakas happened before Parak Aleph. Parakas was the lead up to putting up the Mishkan. And it's out of chronological order. It's written the Chumash later, but it actually happens before the first 7 Parakim. Because the first 7 Parakim were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu when there was already a Mishkan. Taught to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan that we spoke about last week. The fact that from the first Pasuk. And the fact that it's all being taught in Ol Moed. So Rashi says, Ein muktam u'ucher b'torah. Now, the concept of emuktam u'ucher b'torah, the concept that there could be parshas in the Torah that are not in a chronological order, something's written later but happened earlier, so that actually is a little bit of a Pesach topic. It comes from the first and ninth prakim of Bamidbar, because Sefer Bamidbar opens Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Bamidbar Perek Aleph, that's the byline, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, the first day of the second month. 8 prakim later, Perek Tes, is the parsha of Pesach Sheni, which is taught to Moshe Rabbeinu in Chodesh Nisan. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Chodesh Nisan, tell the Jews to bring Karban Pesach. Then there were a few Jews who couldn't bring Karban Pesach, so Hashem tells Moshe, tell them Pesach Sheni. So Gemara says, what's going on? The first parak of Bamidbar is happening here. Ninth parak of Bamidbar is happening in Nisan. So Gemara says, Ein Muktam Ucha B'Torah. Sometimes you'll have different passages in the Chumash, and they're not recorded in chronological order. Now, that is a Gemara. The Gemara says it about Bamidbar, where it's clear, where you have a date here and a date there, and they're out of order. Rashi wants to apply here as well. Oh, when did this parakas happen? It happens before you have an Olmoid. But the first parakas, you know, Shem is speaking to the Yikra in the Olmoid. And the Ramban says something that's a general sheet to the Ramban. Ramban says Rashi has been applying this idea of Ein Muktam Urcha B'Torah way too liberally. He's applying it way too broadly. Lama, as Ramban says so beautifully, Lama Nahafoch Divrei Elokim Chaim. Why should we reverse the way it's written in the Torah? In Bamidbar, it's clear. The Chumash itself gives me the dates. Perek Tes is in Iyar. They said Perek Aleph is in Iyar. Perek Tes is in Nisan. But here it's not clear. And Rabban goes on to say, Tziva Parshas Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, If you go back to the end of Shemos, the Psukim tell us there was a Rosh Chodesh Nisan that the Kohanim were inducted. It wasn't before the Shivas Imeim Iluim. The Mishkan was already up on that day. The Mishkan had been up preliminarily for 7 days at the end of Adar, but on the day Rosh Chodesh Nisan that the Mishkan officially opened for business, a lot happened on that day. That was the day that the Mishkan first opened for business. It's also the day that the Kohanim were inducted. So that's already Psukim, the end of Chumash Maos. V'siper Shah Maaseh Moshe Be'inin HaKama. There it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was busy putting up the Mishkan. Well, his gibber Aaron Ubanav Davar Adam Makam Hazeh. We don't hear about Aaron again until this point. Aaron is only Aaron and the other Kohanim are only part of the picture as it was Chodesh Nisan. He says, "What's going on?" They put all the pieces together. Hanacha on the Rabban says, "Here's the pshat." Shekinit stava b'hakamas haMishkan b'chav gimel ba'adar v'heikim also. He says, "Here's the answer." Moshe was already told to put up the Mishkan for the Miluim on Chaf Gimel Adar. A week before the Mishkan opened for public business, a week before the Mishkan opened for Kohanim business, Moshe was told to put up the Mishkan a week before. Miluim was being handled by Moshe putting up the Mishkan. And then he said, Kasher Amar HaMishkan HaMa'amado, as soon as the Mishkan was standing, Miyad Karlo Hashem Yisbaruch Shehu Yoshev HaKruvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who reveals himself to Klal Yisrael around the Kruvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moment there was a Mishkan, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already calling to Moshe. Called to Moshe, we've heard that language. Karlo, Lashon Chiba, that's Vayikra Perek Aleph. The moment there's a Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached out to Moshe, I love you, as we saw the Rashi says in the beginning of Parashat Yikra, the Kriya Lashon Chiba, and I love you. I want to teach you Torah. I want to teach Klal Yisrael Torah because I love Klal Yisrael. He couldn't wait. The very first day that there's a standing Mishkan, it's not even fully operational yet. But there's an Aron and there's an Ohel Moed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready teaching Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tziva Oso Al Maisa Kerov. So what does he teach him? The moment there's a standing Mishkan, Chav Gimel Adar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is busy teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the first seven prakim of Sefer Vayikra. Parshas by what we call Parshas Yikra in the beginning of Tzav, all the halachas of Karbanos, up until Paragas. Makes Shemit Chilas by Yikrad Khan. It makes good sense. Ki Ratzel Olamdo Meister Kol Karbanos Mishpatayim Kodem Shiakov Mehem Klal. Before we can function the Mishkan, we have to know how to bring an Ola, how to bring a Mincha, how to bring a Chatzis. We're going to have to be bringing those Karbanos right away. So the moment there's a standing Mishkan, Kadosh Baruch wants to express his love to Klal Yisrael with Torah. And the moment that the standing Mishkan, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs for us to learn the halachas of Karbanos, because very soon we're going to be bringing them. And not only when the Mishkan opened for business on Aleph Nisan, even the special Karbanos Hamiluim that were brought over those last 7 days of Adar, the Karbanos Hamiluim include a Chatas and an Ola and a Shlamim. That we already heard about in Chumash Maos. Bring the Chatzos, bring the Ola, bring the Shlomim over the course of the Miluim. V'lo yadu kol dineihem. But what does it mean to bring a Chatzos? What does it mean to bring an Ola? What does it mean to bring a Shlomim? And that's not operational to say bring a Shlomim. What do you do? How do you do a Shlomim? How do you do a Chatzos? So that's why in Chumash Maos we heard that you're going to be bringing various types of Karbanos over the course of the Miluim. But we only knew the dinim min ha-parshas ha-eila shehiktim lo. From the foregoing parshios, the opening parshios of Sefer Vayikra. Rabban said, now I'm beginning to see how this picture works. The moment the Mishkan is up for business, the Mishkan is standing, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls in Moshe and says, I gotta teach you Torah. I want to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. And I need you to know the halachas of Karbanos. What it actually means, Masa Ola, Masa Chatas, Masa Shlamim. So that's the first seven prakim, Vayikra and Tzav. And now we're up to Kaches Aharon. Here our pasuk, Perches Pasuk Aleph. What does that mean? So Ramban says, you know what this pasuk means? Yachakach Amarlo, in classic Ramban style, sort of zooming out and seeing all how all the pieces fit together. Yachakach Amarlo, Kachas Amar's Bonavito. Take Aaron and take his sons, gather the Kohanim. What's the significance of that? Lizareis Oso B'Shas Masa B'Masha Armo Lo Mitchila. Excuse me. He had already told him earlier, in Chumash Shemos, V'Zeh Adav Asher Taseh Lahem L'Kadesh Osam L'Chahinli. He had already been told earlier there's going to be a process of induction of the Kohanim, but now he calls them in and says, now we're going to actually do it. Lizarezo Sam B'Shas Masa. Now this is actually going to happen. They needed zeros. And why do they need zeros, by the way? Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. Why are we mizarez them? Why are we encouraging them? Interesting question. Let's see. V'hosif lo b'chan v'ez kol ha'ed ha'kel pesach ha'omoy. He also adds here, we're going to gather everyone. And this process of being mekadesh ha'konim is going to be a public process. Le'enei kol ha'edah. All the entire Eidah was gathered, Pesach HaMoed. What's this all about? Why are we encouraging the Kohanim? Why do they need an added shot in the arm when it's actually going to happen? Why is it a public event? Says the Ramban, Sheyas, he said, think about this in context. Think about what happened over the last couple of months, over the last half a year. Over the last year, let's say. We need everyone to know. Everyone needs to be there to know, to see, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is indeed choosing Aaron and his progeny to be the Kohanim. Why does everyone need to see it? Why would they doubt it? So he explains. This is Rabban we spoke about already, Chumash Shmos. This is Rabban L'shitaso. That typically Parshas and Torah are in order, unless otherwise specified. So it says, Truma Tetzava came before Kisisa. And Derech HaYashin, it's Tava Moshe Melech Zamishkan, Kodim Lamasa Egel. Rabban says, I believe, against Rashi, that Truma Tetzava written before Kisisa, that's because Truma Tetzava happened before Kisisa. In other words, that Truma Tetzava show us HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mishkan, that happened before the Egel Azab. That happened in Moshe Rabbeinu's first 40 days on Har Sinai. But then it got derailed because the Egel Azav happened and the first luchos are broken and everything is in abeyance and everything's up in the air and everything's in upheaval. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes up in Har Sinai a second time and a third time. After the third time, comes down on Yom Kippur with a second set of luchos. Kishnitzratza lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hivticho shiyashu shkinosu b'socham. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately at the end of Kisisa says to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, we'll give Klal Yisrael a second chance and there's going to be a renewal of the Hashras HaShchina. Maybe a second set of luchos. Yada me'atz Moshe mitzvahs ha'mishkan v'makom ha'medes. Moshe understood on his own. Fascinating. That we're back to plan A. That the Mishkan is still gonna, the original plan of Mishkan, it was put on hold temporarily, but it's back on track. So that's why he comes in Vayakel and tells the Jewish people, without any further instruction of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzivil Yisrael aleha k'mosh pirashti p'rash v'yakel. We saw that Rambam. He says in Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, now that we're back on track with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we have a renewed promise of Shal Shashchina, and we're going to carry, and let me tell you what Hashem told me months ago. He wants you to build a Mishkan. Ne'achar shishlim ha'malacha, nemer lo, parshas b'yom ha'chodesh ha'rishon, ve'achad l'chodesh, takim es Mishkan ol ha'moed. We heard at the end of Chumash Mos. Hashem tells Moshe, good, you finished the Mishkan. It's going to open it for business on Echad Benisan and Aleph Nisan. V'sham Nemrlo v'kraftes Aaron Rezbanav. And Hashem told him then, you're going to open the Mishkan for business on Aleph Nisan, and Hashem already tells him the end of Chumash Mos, you're going to induct Aaron and his children. So what did that tell Moshe Rabbeinu? And not only are Kalal Yisrael still on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we have Ashras HaShchina, means the relationship endures, we can have a Mishkan. Not only are Kalal Yisrael as a whole still on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the Chet HaEgel, despite we went south, but the relationship lasts despite our mistakes. Not only is it true for Klal Yisrael as a whole, it's even true for one person in particular. It's even true for Aaron HaKohen. He is still going to be Aaron HaKohen. Rabban writes, Yada, Moshe understood instantly. Shagam Aaron Ubanu b'malas v'chibas v'fnei ha'makam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, when the Jews are busy building Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the end of Chumash Mos, you're going to, on Aleph Nisan, you're going to be inducting Aaron into the kahuna. So clearly that means that Aaron is still part of the plan. The Aaron's kahuna also will survive the grave error of Chet HaEgel and his participation in the Chet HaEgel. But now, Rabbos, you understand the Rabban wrote a couple lines earlier. The goal of this part, of the retelling, the review of this in Parashat Tzav, Hashem tells Moshe again, now Kach Azaron, bring them. He said, why bring them? Why if Klal Yisrael have to see it? And why we have to mezarez them? Why they added encouragement? Rabban says, I understand well why they need to add encouragement. Because as Rashi is going to tell us in Parashat Shemini, when the rubber hit the road and it was time to step up, Aaron was frightened. And he wasn't sure. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu still want me to be a Kohen? After the failed leadership at the time of the Chet HaEgel, he tried, but it certainly didn't work out the way it was supposed to work out. Maybe I've been rejected. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe right here in Parashat Tzav, Kach Aaron, go take Aaron. That's as Rabban says, it's a zirus. You remember Rashi at the beginning of Parashat Korach, Vayikach Korach. Korach took people. Rashi says, doesn't mean he took them by the hand. It means Lakacha. Excuse me, it means Kicha Bedvarim. He took them as words. He encouraged them. Kachas Aaron means encourage him. Give him a pep talk. He's going to feel terrible. He did feel terrible. And he was doubting his tremendous self-doubt. Who says I belong being a Kohen? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I know Aaron's going to have self-doubt. I need you to tell him, no. You're still on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants you. Things don't always work out the way we had hoped for them to. And we don't always make the decisions that with a clear mind and a calm moment that we know we ought to make. And sometimes, you know, one of the first messages suggests, Haser Hashkivenu, Haser Sata Milfanenu Acharenu. Yes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu take the Sata in a way, remove Sata from in front of us or from behind us. What does it mean? Sata in front of us, I understand. We shouldn't have a mikshel tomorrow. But why are we davening about yesterday? Haser Sata Miacharenu. It's too late to daven about yesterday's Yetzirah. So forget who, but one of the Mefarshim of the Siddur suggests it's because sometimes Yetzirah tries to leverage yesterday's mistake into another mistake tomorrow. Sometimes Yetzirah, we already fell in, we made a mistake, we did a chet. And Yetzirah comes whispering in our ears, and he says, oh, now you're going to do a mitzvah. Uh-oh, you're going to get up early for Shacharis. Ah, you get down with Kavana. Oh, now you're going to be careful, Ashar. I know what you did last night. That wasn't so ay-ay-ay. You did things last night that you shouldn't be so proud of. You did things yesterday you're not so proud of. So what, now you think you're going to go do a mitzvah? And the Yetzirah tries to leverage one chet into many chatan. We daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should be saved from that. The Yetzirah is entirely irrational. Right? Just because I made one bad business decision doesn't mean I should therefore flush away the rest of my money. I did one chet, okay. So therefore I should do more chatan. It's not rational, but it is the way we often think. That's Atzas Yetzirah. So sometimes we need the chizuk to know that, yes, we did the chet yesterday, but it doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our mitzvahs today. Kadosh Baruch Hu absolutely wants our mitzvahs today. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael. I still want your Mishkan. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically tells Moshe. I need you to tell Aaron. I know he's going to have self-doubt. Kachas Aaron. Now it's actually happening. You knew it was going to happen, but in the moment you might falter, in the moment you might self-doubt. No, this is what you need to do. A powerful Ramban. He points out in closing, just to wrap up the discussion of the order and the Muktam Ucher, Rabban the end points out the one piece that is out of order is that already back in Chumash, the end of Chumash Shemos, we did get all the way until Yom HaShmini, at the end of Chumash Shemos. And Rabban says, yeah, that is a violation of sequence, but that's for a good reason, because it says the Torah always wants to complete the picture, specifically at the end of the Sefer. That's something Rabban talks about. It's just the same way Shemos begins, backs up to Vayigash. It goes all the way until Yom HaShemini, because it wants to paint the full picture of from Eretz Yisrael down into Galus and then back up to Geula, which meant a return to full Hashra'as HaShechina. They built the Mishkan and it worked, and they were back at the parallel Madrega to Yaakov Avinu, who is still in Eretz Yisrael. Soda Elokah Aleha Haleim. So Shemos needs to take us all the way until this full Hashra'as HaShechina in the Mishkan, and that's Mashlem Esa Inyan. But from the, other than that, Vayikra is going straight. Vayikra, and again, Vayikra is going straight because Vayikra starts Olam Moed the very first day. Kadosh Baruch wants to teach us a dinim. Kadosh Baruch wants to connect with us through Torah. I both say thank you so much. Thank you so much to each and every one of you for joining. And Mirtz Hashem, we should continue to find Chizuk in Parshat Tzav. Zeros miyag l'daros. It's encouragement in the moment. And it's a long-lasting, eternal encouragement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have an eternal relationship throughout all the ups and downs of life, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach Menachalonos, or whether he's Metis Menacharakim, whether we can see him at the window watching us, so to speak, or whether he's peeking through the cracks, his face is hidden, we can't see him, but even we can't see him, but he's still watching us. And that's the Zeros Miyalo Doros. I both say thank you so, so much. Have a good and safe and healthy night. Thank you.